I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good evening. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this hour. A suspect is still at large after reportedly opening fire on random cars on I-15 in Juab County, injuring two people. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Officials with the Utah Highway Patrol say they have increased the amount of troopers patrolling I-15 in Juab County, but they understand if people want to change their travel plans while investigators search for the suspect. Sergeant Cameron Roden says they don't have much to work with other than the suspect vehicle is described as a light-colored older model SUV similar to a Jeep Cherokee.
Police say the suspect hit four cars between Scipio and the Utah County line, three of them going south and one of them going north. Summit County Police made a huge marijuana bust after a bizarre accident that killed a pedestrian. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer reports this happened on SR 224 over the weekend.
This black BMW was going into Park City when it struck a car in an intersection. The momentum forced the BMW onto the raised divider, and it hit a pedestrian there who was panhandling. The Summit County Sheriff's Office is looking into whether the BMW driver might have ran the light. The BMW continued into oncoming traffic, hitting another car that then fled the scene. Police found that car and found 208 pounds of marijuana inside.
The driver of that car has been arrested and booked into Summit County's jail on drug charges. Our top national story this hour. Three students are dead in Oakland Township, Michigan, after a school shooting this afternoon. Police say the 15-year-old suspect is in custody. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael McCabe told reporters the suspect is not cooperating with the investigation.
We have talked to the parents, and all I can tell you is they didn't want their son to talk to us, and they've hired an attorney.
We are hearing from a student at Oxford High School. Aiden Page tells ABC his teacher barricaded the door as soon as they heard the gunshots.
Definitely panicked. I was breathing. I was just trying to stay in control, think rationally. We ended up covering the windows. We all had something to throw. We each had scissors, so if we needed to, we could attack.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer became emotional when asked as a mom her reaction to the shooting.
I think this is every parent's worst nightmare.
President Biden also addressed today's deadly shooting.
As we learn the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
We will continue to bring you the latest information on the shooting throughout the afternoon. Testimony from a pilot as the trial kicked off against Jeffrey Epstein's associate and former girlfriend. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Jeffrey Epstein's private pilot, Larry Vysotsky, established Ghislaine Maxwell as Epstein's number two, who handled most of the finances and spending in the office. Vysotsky also took the jury on a visual tour of Epstein's properties and introduced the jury to a new name, Sarah Kellen, described as a personal assistant to Maxwell. A number of women have said Kellen brought them into Epstein's allegedly lurid world. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Manhattan Federal Court.
Provo City has a new chief of police. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
This is Fred Ross.
I don't take this responsibility lightly. You're going to see me at all hours of the night, the weekends.
He's a Utah native and the new Provo police chief. He was introduced at the new City Hall and Public Safety Building this morning by Mayor Michelle Cafusi. Chief Ross served as the UTA police chief and has more than three decades of policing under his belt. He was named 1997's National Community Policing Officer of the Year.
I look forward to carrying the rich traditions of this police department forward, and we will make this the safest city in America.
Ross fills the opening left by now former chief Rich Ferguson, who retired in March. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Ogden's famous Topper Bakery won't be offering Christmas cookies or any gingerbread men this December after a fire damaged the shop in August. But the Standard Examiner reports the good news is the owners still plan to reopen shop in 2022. When the bakery does open its doors, the inside will be mostly renovated, but the iconic ceramic floor in front of the shop will still be there. KSL News Time, 5:04. Utah is trying to repopulate its desert bighorn sheep species. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details on the Division of Wildlife Resources' new nursery.
Several populations of Utah's bighorn sheep were decimated by disease, and the numbers in other groups are dwindling due to domestic sheep grazing. So the DWR is teaming with Utah-based company Young Living. The Essential Oils Company is donating 1,800 acres of land in Duchesne County to help replenish the herds.
The DWR says the nursery will allow us to have our own internal bighorn sheep population and maintain healthy herds. The Hogle Zoo has a new Amur tiger named Sasha. She's a 2-year-old coming in from Rolling Hills Zoo in Kansas. You won't be able to see Sasha just yet because she's still acclimating to her new habitat, but the zoo says that she is settling in well. The new addition comes after the zoo's 18-year-old tiger, Celia, died just over a month ago. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do now have emergency traffic once again, and it is all due to a new accident in Midvale, southbound I-15 at the I-215 junction. That's what we call the south interchange going from Murray into Midvale. It's blocking 3 left lanes of traffic and creating stop-and-go delays back to 4500 South and growing. The problem with this, it does involve 2 big rigs. It may take a while to clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. Uinta Basin's natural gas production is leaking methane at higher rates than normal. That's according to a new study by the University of Utah. Research lead John Lynn says about 8% of the gases are being lost to the atmosphere less than 6 years ago.
We've been measuring since 2015 methane values in the Uinta Basin, and these emissions have been going down year after year, actually. So the total amount of emissions have been going down. So that, in terms of the total reduction, it's about 50% since 2015.
Lynn says the leaks can come from multiple sources, including pipelines, wells, and processing facilities. Utah's mountains are looking bare, and there isn't any snow in the forecast, but it's not just Utah. Denver also hasn't seen any snow for the season yet.
Still no snow on our Super 7 day.
In Denver, the forecast is historically warm. It'll be December this week, and temperatures are in the mid-70s. Boulder is implementing fire restrictions today.
Low to even mid-70s. In fact, some near record highs possible.
It's being dubbed No Snow November. Waiting until December for the first snow in Denver is unheard of. It hasn't snowed in Denver in 222 days. And in California, scientists are warning with the current trend of fewer storms, a snowpack could totally disappear in a couple of decades. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Britain is having the opposite problem. Dozens of customers are stuck in a pub for a third night thanks to heavy snowfall. Customers went for a drink after they saw an Oasis tribute band play. 3 days later, they still can't leave, partly due to fallen power lines. BBC reports it doesn't seem like people are too mad about it, though. Manager Nicola Townsend says everyone is in good spirits and some people still don't want to leave. KSL News Time, 5:08, and it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
So you get off the plane at our shiny new airport, and you head to baggage claim. By now, you've probably heard the walk from the gate to the carousel is like the Bataan Death March. Legs stiff from sitting, you embark on an endless sojourn so far that I swear to you, my watch dinged and asked me if I was working out.
I'm walking.
Didn't even have to answer. The watch automatically timed my workout, and from the furthest B gate to baggage claim at top speed, I was going flat out for 12 minutes 48 seconds, which is about 2/3 of a mile, but it had to be more because I was race walking on every single conveyor belt. When you get off the plane in Salt Lake, they should fire a starter pistol. And they're off! Oh, right. No guns past the TSA checkpoint. But I wonder about people visiting for the first time. They arrive in Utah, get a glimpse of the mountains, and immediately have to start their first hike. This does not create a favorable impression, especially when they steamrolled the old airport and spent $4 billion to create a better first impression. Now imagine you get to baggage claim breathless, and you see a melting block of raw chicken parts going round and round on the carousel. No ice chest. just chicken parts. There's a video going around on social media. The TSA won't say which airport, but you see raw chicken parts in all their glory going round and round doing the chicken dance. There's a breast, another breast, a thigh, a wing. Dun, 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 dun. You're wondering what they're doing there, but round and round they go. Apparently the cooler they came from fell apart, and betwixt and between the suitcases there's a thigh, a leg, another chicken leg. But at least those legs didn't have to walk to baggage claim.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. Emergency traffic continues. It's due to a multiple vehicle crash going from Murray into Midvale, southbound I-15, right at the I-215 junction, approaching 7200 South. Three left lanes of traffic are completely blocked to travel. That means you have stop-and-go delays back to 4500 South, and then slow-and-go delays almost back to 3300 South. Now is the time to consider avoiding southbound I-15 exit prior to or at 33rd South and use an alternate route. If you are stuck in these delays on southbound I-15, add on an extra 25 minutes minimum to get through this stretch. Michelle?
We have multiple crashes southbound I-15 in Lehigh. You're going to see the delays from about 2100 North down to Lehigh's Main Street, a little more slowing as you're trying to exit off of Pioneer Crossing to join I-15, and then again going through Pleasant Grove. Pioneer Crossing also seeing some busy traffic as you're headed westbound away from I-15. Steve?
And northbound I-15 wide open from Salt Lake City up into Davis County. Got a few slowdowns by the Layton Hills Mall between Hillfield Road and Antelope Drive. Southbound a bit thick between Clearfield and down into Sunset, or Sunset down into Clearfield, I should say. Westbound 5600 South in Roy is packed in from Maine out to about 2700 West. That's in Roy. And southbound 89 slow through Uinta down to the I-84 ramps. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour by hour description as we head toward Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Marie. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the upper 40s. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock and then mid-40s for 7, low-40s for 8, upper-30s for 9. As skies clear overnight, temperatures will ultimately bottom out at 30 degrees. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 degrees downtown, KSL News Time 511. CNN has indefinitely suspended host Chris Cuomo. Earlier this week, documents were released showing the anchor helped his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, with a defense case against sexual misconduct allegations. Anderson Cooper will fill in during Cuomo's suspension. KSL Sports, Oregon's head football coach, has some very complimentary things to say about Utah as they prepare for the Pac-12 championship this Friday.
They are a big, physical, disciplined football team that plays hard, plays with physicality, violence, very assignment conscious, technique and fundamentally sound, explosive players on special teams, offense and defense, create negative plays. Issues in protection, just a really complete football team, excellent football team.
Mario Cristobal spoke to reporters in Oregon yesterday. The Utes beat the Ducks just 2 weeks ago, 38-7. The championship matchup is Friday at 6 in Vegas. Utah will have to hold off on finding out if it will host the Winter Olympic Games in 2030 or 2034. KSL.com reports a planned session to go over details on how the bid in Switzerland has been put on hold thanks to new concerns over COVID. The planned December 6th meeting will instead be held virtually, and it will be shorter. A longer in-person meeting is penciled in for after the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. Trending on social media, Rihanna might have already been your music hero, but now she's a national hero. The 9-time Grammy Award winner was honored as the national hero of Barbados during a ceremony in the country last night. Rihanna was born in St. Michael Parish in Barbados. The ceremony in Barbados last night marked the country's new status as a republic, removing Queen Elizabeth as the head of state. Barbados will stay part of the UK's Commonwealth. KSL News Time 514, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the search continues for a suspect who reportedly opened fire on random cars on I-15 in Juab County. Investigators say they have very little information to go on. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, three students are dead in Michigan after a 15-year-old allegedly opened fire on campus. Eight other people were injured during that shooting. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
Crews had held back traffic on southbound I-15 prior to 7200 South in order to get all of these vehicles moved out of the way. They are now letting traffic go southbound, and it looks like only one right lane block, but you still have heavy delays into South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy conditions with above normal temperatures. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, 45 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. What made him do it? That's what authorities in Oakland County, Michigan want to know about the suspect in a deadly school shooting. They say he's a 15-year-old student.
A motive for the shooting is unclear. Multiple students and at least one teacher were hit. Oakland County, Michigan Sheriff Michael McCabe says a suspect is not explaining why he opened fire, allegedly using a handgun.
He's already invoked his right to not speak, so he wants an attorney. He's not telling us anything at this point in time.
The suspect was arrested when deputies arrived on scene. They say he had the gun on him when he was arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An emotional Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I think this is every parent's worst nightmare.
She says the focus now should be on the community. An FDA advisory panel is recommending authorization of Merck's COVID-19 pill. It would be the first drug that people could take at home to treat the virus. President Biden promising a detailed plan on how the U.S. will battle COVID-19 this winter, including a plan to combat the new Omicron variant.
This new variant is a cause of concern, but not a cause to panic.
The announcement is expected on Thursday. The race is on to pass a number of critical congressional spending bills before Christmas.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell promising that his party will not let the country stop paying interest on the money it owes.
Let me assure everyone, the government will not default, as it never has. And second, Majority Leader and I have been having discussions about the way forward.
But there's still no deal, with the Treasury Department saying the U.S. could default on its debt in 15 days. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington. Hey,
Chris Cuomo's been suspended indefinitely from CNN. The move comes a day after the New York Attorney General's office released more evidence from its investigation into Cuomo's brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, which shed light on just how involved Chris Cuomo was in his brother's defense. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Uinta Basin's natural gas production might lose about 8% of their methane through leaks. John Lynn is the lead researcher on the new study from the University of Utah. He says we should worry about the leaks, which can come from pipelines, wells, and processing facilities.
Why do we care about it? There are various reasons. One, methane is a very potent greenhouse gas, so it causes a fair bit of global warming. In fact, if you take one molecule of methane compared to carbon dioxide, each molecule of methane is something like 85 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So from a climate perspective, we care about it. The other reason we care about it is also that it's a lost product. It's natural gas that's being lost and not used to produce energy. So it's kind of a waste. And the third reason is that methane and the other stuff that's emitted with methane cause air quality problems, actually, in the Uinta Basin. So the Uinta Basin has been known to have wintertime ozone problems, ozone being the main pollutant in the wintertime associated with the emissions from the oil and gas fields. So these emissions, whether it's methane or the other stuff that's sort of emitted together with methane, are causing air quality problems as well. So I think those are the three main reasons why we care about these emissions.
Lynn says the amount leaking is high compared to similar leaks in the nation, even though it has decreased by half in the past 6 years. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 519. Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese, are we back in emergency traffic?
We are in emergency traffic. It's due to this crash in Midvale. Southbound I-15 approaching 7200 South. They have been able to get it moved out of the center of traffic over to the right. Looks like it's possibly still blocking a right lane of traffic. So you're still going to see stop and go delays back to 33rd South. Also seeing heavy and slow traffic westbound I-215 South Belt from about Highland over to I-15. Also a delayed drive westbound on the 201 I-15 over to Bangor. Michelle? Well, we have multiple crashes southbound I-15 in Lehigh. You're going to see the delays start before 2100 north in Lehigh. Then you're going to pick up more delays as you're going from Pleasant Grove into Linden. On the flip side, a little bit of slowing as you're going through American Fork. Also some slowdowns 2100 north in Lehigh. Steve?
And we have scattered slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive this evening between Foothill Village and 21st South. Meantime, northbound 15, getting busy in Davis County now. Got a new crash in the mix at the Layton Parkway. That's on the right shoulder. Meantime, southbound I-15 slowdowns are there through Clearfield. And it looks like southbound Highway 89 slow through Uinta. And westbound 5600 South and Roy busy between Main Street and 2700 West. Step into $400 with University Credit Union by using your new debit card, direct deposit, and switching over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here with the 7-day forecast. Hopefully something in that forecast to scour out our air.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, partly cloudy skies today will give way to mostly clear skies overnight. Look for a low of 30 degrees. We're going to keep it hazy. In fact, the inversion sticks around all week long. Mostly sunny and hazy skies on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. High stay in the low to mid-50s. A few clouds over the weekend, then the next chance for a storm looks to come in late Monday into Tuesday. That should help vent the inversion and clear out some of the smog. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 521.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Utah's drug usage is half the national average, but Utah's drug death rate is higher than average. The Other Side Academy helps prevent those tragedies by providing a free place to change lives. Executive Director Dave DeRocher tells us about their program.
The Other Side Academy is here to help long-term drug addicts and even criminals change their lives and start contributing to society. I know this because I spent the first part of my life addicted and incarcerated until I turned my life around. All of our staff have changed their lives and are now helping others break free from addiction and criminal behavior. We all know someone. Maybe it's a father or brother, sister or daughter, friend or neighbor. They say this time will be different, but it never is. They start using again, committing crimes again, and breaking hearts. If you have someone in your life who has tried everything else, invite them to check us out at theothersideacademy.com. It's a free, two-year residential program with vocational training, peer counseling, and more. Joining our effort will be the hardest but most important thing you will ever do.
Students at the Other Side Academy learn from faculty who themselves have done everything they ask students to do, learning the skills necessary for a healthier life on the other side. Contact the Other Side Academy for more information. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
Whether you run your local bookstore or the neighborhood boutique that everyone loves, small businesses like yours make gift-giving possible. Now, Comcast Business has a gift for you. Introducing the sale you don't want to miss, the Gift of Saving Sale. For a limited time, ask how to get a great deal for your business. You can get a $500 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business with the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. That's $500 to spend on whatever your business needs. Or if you want another way to save, you can also get started with internet and voice for $64.99 per month with a two-year price guarantee. So give your business the gift of savings today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Prepaid card offer ends 1/2/22. Call or go online for details.
Go to KSLKids.com and donate to the KSL Giveathon. We need your help raising money for sick Utah kids receiving treatment at Primary Children's Hospital.
Be a smile maker. An automatic gift each month helps save the lives of children all year long. Sponsored by J&J Garden Center in Layton.
Primary Children's treats all children regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we need your help.
It's the KSL Giveathon going on now. Please give today at KSLKids.com.
Amanda, it is that time of year again. UCCU's Black Friday loan deals.
Imagine a Black Friday event that actually improves your financing. The UCCU Black Friday loan sale is your chance to save money all year long with amazing deals on loans.
Here's how it works. Starting on Black Friday, UCCU will be randomly awarding amazing deals on auto loans, home equities, credit cards, and mortgage loans until December 3rd.
You can enter right now for the 6 days of drawings that start on November 26th. It only takes 1 minute to enter at UCCU.com.
And by the way, you don't have to be a UCCU member to enter for their Black Friday loan sale. The entry is not an application. It's just your name, phone, and email.
It's so easy to sign up. It takes just a minute. You go to UCCU.com. UCCU makes it easy to transfer your high interest balances too from other lenders. Saving you money is super easy.
25 auto loans a day at 1.99% APR will be awarded. Get there and sign up today at UCCU.com.
UCCU, love where you bank.
Thought things would slow down in December?
Well, think again.
The U.S. will run out of money to pay its bills if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling.
Some groups want Utah to eliminate the sales tax on food.
Emergency traffic on southbound I-15.
Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is going to be a big, big game for the state of Utah athletics and the Pac-12 Conference.
Rose Bowl is on the line.
A December to remember. Listen to it three times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time 5:25, watching Utah's money. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is not happy with the lack of progress on the Raptor engines that power its Starship rocket. Musk told employees that the company is facing a genuine risk of bankruptcy if it can't develop the engine in time. KSL Drives, BMW has released a new XM SUV concept. The car will be a plug-in hybrid turbocharged V8 that will produce 750 horsepower. BMW wanted something unexpected to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Goldman Sachs unveiled a new cloud service for Wall Street trading firms backed by Amazon. Bank is opening access to its massive data and software tools to hedge funds and asset managers. On Wall Street today, a bad day for the markets. The Dow down 652 points to end at 34,483. S&P 500 fell 88 points. The NASDAQ dropped 245 points. Healing through food is one of the magic powers of Disney's latest movie.
Where did the magic powers of Encanto come from? Family and culture. The animated Disney film topped the box office over the holiday weekend, and I talked to co-writer and co-director Charisse Castro-Smith about the magical, magical family she helped create and why some of the characters, like the mom Julieta, had powers we've never seen before.
We knew that we wanted to have someone who healed through food, and that just immediately was like clearly the nurturer. You know, it's kind of like based on my own mom. And I think a lot of people's moms make food that like really can cure whatever ails them.
Encanto could top the box office again this weekend. It's only in theaters. Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.